Revelation 22. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Come on, invite him. Let's invite him in this room tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. We ask you to come in this place, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you are coming back again. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Oh, come on. Are you looking forward to that day? Come on, let's thank him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, God. Isn't it great to know that he's coming back to get us and he has not forgot us? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what's even great about his return? Until he comes physically, he wants to pour out his spirit. Amen. And we don't have to wait till we get to heaven to experience the glory of the Lord. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to experience heaven on earth. But God can come into this place tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. How many feel him in this room? He's here tonight. Praise God. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to look at a number of scriptures tonight. We'll start in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And while you're turning there, I just want to say once again how honored I am to get to be here at North Carroll Assembly and how much I've enjoyed these last few services, the morning services, the prayer meetings, and the altar service, everything. I've just enjoyed it all. And I'm so thankful for your pastor, his wife, and their generosity and their hospitality. And how many appreciate your pastor? How many appreciate? Amen. North Carroll Assembly is blessed and privileged to have a pastor who loves his congregation, a pastor's wife who works diligently for their people, and I know you feel blessed. I feel blessed that God allowed our paths to cross and feel just overwhelmed at the opportunity to get to be here. And I just want to talk to you this morning about breakthrough. I want to talk to you tonight about breakthrough. This morning I talked about revelation. I want to talk to you tonight about breakthrough. How many want a breakthrough tonight? Let me ask you this, how many need a breakthrough tonight? Hallelujah. We were praying this morning, and you know, as we study through Revelation and study about end times, it gets exciting. I think that's why the prayer meeting is starting to last so much longer, because we start talking about heaven and we want some of it now. And we were praying, I think Elaine's the one that said, God's going to do something big tonight. And I feel that. How many feel in your spirit God's going to do something big tonight? And I really felt this afternoon and even this morning in prayer to speak about breakthrough. And I believe and I feel in my spirit that God wants us to have and to live a life of breakthrough. Not held down by the enemy, but to give us, to let us receive, to let us walk in that breakthrough power and anointing. And if there are situations that we face in the kingdom of darkness, you know, the Bible says, arise and shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, darkness is on the face of the earth. And we're living in dark times in world history and in the present. But I believe that God, in these dark, negative times, God wants to give the church a breakthrough of his presence, his power, and his glory, a breakthrough of that anointing that comes through the name of Jesus. And we can tear down the strongholds that the enemy is attempting to build up in these last days. So let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we'll read 3 through 6. We read it last night, but we're going to read it again tonight. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal, but mighty through God for pulling down strongholds. Let's say that together. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Let's say it again. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10. Paul again is writing, and he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles. That word wiles means the strategies of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Thank you, Lord. God, right now, we just thank you. And Lord, we praise you, hallelujah, that even though we are surrounded by troubles on every side, we're being attacked from all sorts of surroundings as the spirit of the Antichrist is really so strong in these last days. But I pray right now like it was for the prophet's servant, Lord. I feel that in my spirit, God. He said, we're surrounded on all sides. There's enemies all around us. And the prophet asked that, Lord, you would open up the servant's spiritual eyes. And when you opened up the servant's spiritual eyes, the servant said, those who are for us are greater than those who are against us. And Lord, right now, I pray that you open up the eyes of our spirit. And we come to that revelation, God, that though we are living in uncertain times, though we are living in perilous times, though we are living where the spirit of the Antichrist is at war against your people, I thank you, God, that the God of angel armies is always on our side, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that you said when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus, that 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near to us, Lord. And you said your angels encamp round about them that fear you, Lord, and you deliver them, God. And I pray right now for that breakthrough anointing, Lord Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands if that's your hunger tonight. Lord, we want that breakthrough anointing where we can tear down the strongholds, Lord. At just the mention of the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that demons tremble. So God, right now, I ask that you deposit, hallelujah, a fresh anointing, Lord, in any area, any walls that the enemy is attempting to build, Lord. I pray they be broken down tonight, Lord God. And we will live this life as Christians under an open heaven, Lord, not an occasional encounter with your presence, but let your glory, let this be a habitation of your presence and your glory, God. Hallelujah. Oh, and Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. He's here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Let's just wait on him for a moment. Not a time for words. Let's just wait on God and receive. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Kona mareke te la mashanda la masanda. Shanda la makito lo rakata la masanda yeke te lo 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 lo. Hila marakata la masanda. Hikela. If you need a breakthrough, I just want you to slip your hand up. Come on, if you need a breakthrough in an area of your life, lift up your hand. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. We have power, hallelujah, through our weapons. And I love how Paul said they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And one of the strategies of the enemy is to pit God's people against God's people, and to pit God's people against the world, and to pit God's people against all stuff that's in the flesh, stuff that's natural. But we have to realize we don't serve a natural God. We serve a supernatural God. And I really feel in my spirit right now, God wants to do something supernatural here tonight. And you know, when we talk about breakthrough, that's a church word that we use. And there's, you know, it's a word we use often. But that word breakthrough means an offensive thrust that penetrates and carries beyond a defensive line in warfare. Or an act or instance of breaking through an obstacle. And when we live that life walking in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, worshiping in the Spirit, God breaks through the obstacles in the walls that the enemy attempts to build and set all around us. And I think about all throughout history, all throughout the history of God's people, the enemy has built up wall, attempted to build up walls. And every time the enemy gets a little bit of headway, then God breaks through that offensive line, hallelujah, and tears down the strongholds that the enemy has built up. From the beginning of time, the enemy has attempted to keep God's people from walking in the fullness of what God has for them. But as Christians, there's a supernatural dimension that we need to walk in, that we can walk in, that's available for us to walk in. And I want to walk in that supernatural power that God has provided for us through salvation, through the blood of the Lamb, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when we walk in that revelation knowledge that God has not called us to be less than, but God has called us to be more than conquerors. Hallelujah. He didn't say God has just called us to be conquerors, but we are to be more than conquerors. And God has a plan. And I feel in my spirit, God has a plan for this service. God has a plan for your life to live as overcomers. How many want to live as overcomers? How many want to live a life where God shows us and lets us reveal all that He has for us? And tonight, I really feel that God wants us to engage in a deeper level of spiritual warfare. And I feel in my spirit right now, and God's just kind of taking this service in a different direction. You know, sometimes you have an idea of what you think God's going to do, and then God surprises you and does something different. But in this atmosphere, and how many feel that atmosphere of heaven that's in this room? How many? Come on, lift up your hand if you can identify that it's here. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27 says, "And it will come to pass in that day that His burden will be taken away from your shoulder, His yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed." Why? Because of the anointing. And that anointing is here tonight. Peter said to the Cornelius's house in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God has anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and He went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed, for God was with Him. And I felt it somewhat in my spirit this afternoon when we begin to pray, and I feel it right now that there's a shift in the atmosphere and there's breakthrough power and anointing in this room. And when you get in that anointing, hallelujah, when you get in that Spirit of God, there's a song that is out right now, and it says, "The mountains shake before you. The demons run and flee at the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There is no power in hell or any who can stand before the power and the presence of the great I Am." And when we walk in that relationship with the great I Am, when we walk in a continual intimacy with the Lord, hallelujah, that is when God lets us walk in that revelation knowledge and that revelation power that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I feel an anointing in this room for God to break some yokes. Hallelujah. And in these last days, as the enemy fights, God is here to pour out and to give us that breakthrough. Hallelujah. How many are ready for it? How many are ready for it? A breakthrough in your finances as you're faithful to God in your stewardship. A breakthrough in your health a breakthrough in your homes, a breakthrough in your marriage, a breakthrough in your relationship with the Lord, a breakthrough into that supernatural dimension, because God promises breakthrough is for us. But sometimes breakthrough takes a little bit of preparation. So wouldn't it be great if sometimes we think God should give it to us exactly when we want it? But there's oftentimes we're not ready for the breakthrough. And there's things, and I really feel, you know, there's a supernatural dimension that we cannot see with the natural eye. But just like it was with the prophet and his servant, God opened up his spiritual eyes, and he came to the realization that the armies of God who was for them was greater than the natural armies that were against them. David also experienced this in 1 Chronicles chapter number 14. When they were fighting against the Philistines, and David said, "You will not go up after them, circle around them, and come upon them in front of the mulberry trees. And it shall be when you hear the sound of marching on the top of the mulberry trees, then you will go out to battle, for God has gone out before you to strike the camp of the Philistines." Who was that walking on the top of the mulberry trees? That was the armies of heaven. And we have a God who is fighting on our side. Hallelujah. And when Jesus said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age," he is that friend that will not leave you when tough times come. But in the difficult times, not only will he not leave us, but he is fighting for us. Thank you, Lord. He said in the book of Numbers, "God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, shall he not do it? Will he not make it good? I have given command to bless, and I cannot reverse it." And then he said, "The Lord their God is with them, and the shout of a king is among them." In the Old Testament, when armies would go out to battle, they would have a king who would shout over them, letting their armies know, "I am on your side, I am with you." And when the prophet was saying, "Here is a shout of a king that is among you," he was speaking of our God, who is not seen by the natural eye. Hallelujah. But one thing is always constant: he is always on our side. He will never leave us, he will never forsake us. And when we engage in the spiritual battle of life, praise the Lord, we have a king who is shouting over us. He is shouting, "I'm with you always." He is shouting, "I'm making you more than a conqueror." He is shouting, "Nothing will separate you from the love of God." He is shouting, "I love you." He is shouting, "I care for you." He is shouting, "I am with you." Praise the Lord. And I thank God tonight that when we fight the spiritual battles, there are the armies of heaven are on our side. Hallelujah. And sometimes breakthrough takes preparation. In the book of Daniel, chapter 10, we see an example. And like I said, it'd be great if God would give it to us right when we want it, but a lot of times we're not ready for it. Sometimes we have to sit in the waiting room. And I mean, sometimes the waiting room is not the best place where you're overly enthralled and loving to be there. But it's in that waiting time, that preparation, God gets us ready. And in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, Daniel received a vision. And this vision troubled him so much that he went into mourning or fasting for 3 full weeks. 3 weeks he fasted. And then after 3 weeks of prayer, it says in verse number 10, "Suddenly a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hand. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you.' While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling." He said, "Do not fear." And this afternoon as I was praying, I really feel like someone needs to hear this. "For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 21 days, and behold, Gabriel, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I had been left alone there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to make you understand what will happen to your people." He said, "The moment you pray your prayer, I was sent with the answer, but there was a spiritual battle." And what did Paul say? "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." Hallelujah. But some of the greatest breakthroughs come after a time of preparation, after a time in the waiting room. And that's where there's that suddenly encounter. And God says, "From the moment you prayed, I was sent with the answer, but I had to fight." Some of you may be saying, "Daniel, I've been waiting for a while for my breakthrough. I feel like the fight is on." Hallelujah. And God is doing everything in his power to send the answer to you. Tonight's the night to stand with authority and say, "God, I know the answer is on the way." Hallelujah. It may not seem like that with the natural eye. My circumstances may not indicate, but oftentimes our circumstances lie about the facts. And our circumstances do not dictate the fact that God, if he says he will do it, hallelujah, he will do it. If he said he'll save you, he'll save you. If he said he'll fill you with the Holy Spirit, he'll fill you. If he said he'll
heal you. He'll heal you. Hallelujah. And the circumstances, you know, I saw a quote on Facebook and it said, don't confuse a comma with a period. Sometimes God puts a little comma where he takes a break, but that's not a period. That's not the end of it all. That's not the end of the sentence. And you may say, well, Daniel, I'm in that waiting time. Take that waiting time as preparation for the breakthrough, because when that breakthrough comes, it's worth it. Hallelujah. How many feel like tonight you've been waiting for a while for a specific breakthrough? Lift your hand up if you're here. But God provided the breakthrough. In Mark chapter 15, we talk about the waiting period. Mark chapter 15, Jesus, verse number 37, says, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. We look at the price of our breakthrough, because the breakthrough God gave us cost him something. It cost him his son. But when Jesus breathed that last breath on the cross, he yielded up the spirit, as the Bible says. And he cried out with the last voice. That veil was torn. And that veil torn was a releasing the power, the glory of God to all mankind. And now we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. That anointing that breaks the yoke was available to be poured out on all flesh when the veil was torn. And I thank God that the breakthrough I get, I never want to take God for granted. Heard a song one time that said, I never want to lose the wonder and the awe. I never want to become so familiar with God that I lose the wonder and the awe. I never want to become so familiar with the miracles, so familiar with his presence. I want to stay continually amazed. Like we sang tonight, God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. I want to look to God. I want to experience God. But that breakthrough seemed like it took a while. But we know the story. 3 days after that, Jesus was risen just like he said he would. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, we can walk in breakthrough anointing and in breakthrough power. Amen? But sometimes breakthrough takes a while. Another example, Acts chapter 2. After waiting 10 days, what happened? Suddenly. What was that word? Suddenly. When God gives you breakthrough, a lot of times it's all of a sudden when you weren't expecting it. Amen? Just like it was for Daniel chapter 10, 3 weeks of praying. He didn't set his heart out to pray for 3 weeks. That's how long it took. But suddenly that hand touched him. On the day of Pentecost, they prayed for 10 days. They didn't know how long it was going to take, but they waited on God for the breakthrough. And suddenly that breakthrough happened. Hallelujah. And I feel in my spirit tonight, if you're here and you say, Daniel, I need that breakthrough in my life. Tonight is the night, and I'm done with that right there. I feel it's time to pray, because God is here to reveal his presence, and it's in that presence that God breaks the yoke. It's in that anointing that God breaks the yoke. And though God wants us to have the breakthrough, it requires an action on our part. We have to walk in that authority, tear down the strongholds through the authority and the power that we have through Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Tonight is the night. And I felt it in my spirit this morning as we were praying. And I felt it this afternoon as we were praying. I felt it all day as I was, you know, we went to Gettysburg just this afternoon. I felt it. We were driving the car. I felt it. That God wants to give us a breakthrough, but it requires us. The Bible says the kingdom of God suffers violent, but the violent what? Take it by force. And I think tonight's the night to lose that sweet little begging mentality sometimes we have as Christians. God, please give it to me. Devil, I bind you. No, I don't want you to. No, it doesn't work like that. Amen? We got to take authority. And when the kingdom of God suffers violence, the church of Jesus Christ ought to rise up and say, enough is enough. We're taking authority over the enemy. We're drawing a line in the sand. Hallelujah. And we're saying, we are not going to walk below. We are going to walk above. We're not going to walk in less than. We're going to walk in more than enough. We're not going to walk as barely making it by, but we're going to walk as overcomers. Hallelujah. And today is the day that we fight for God. We fight for breakthrough. We don't give up, because our help is on the way, just as Jesus has promised. It. Hallelujah. And I feel in my spirit tonight that the presence of God is here. Jesus is in this house. And whatever you have need of tonight, if you'll just reach out and touch him, hallelujah, with faith, like the woman with the issue of blood who reached out and touched the hem of his garment. And of all the hundreds of people, thousands that were around Jesus, only one person touched him with that faith.
I was reading that a while back, and it jumped out of me. Jesus said, why? The disciples said, all these people are touching you. And Jesus said, no, but I felt somebody touch me. I don't want to be the type of Christian that touches God just out of habit or routine. But when I lift up my hands, when I open my mouth, and my praise starts to rise to the heavens, I want God to say, all right, I hear that voice. I hear that person. I hear that cry from my bride that's calling on my name. Hallelujah. And tonight, I believe God's wanting the bride of Christ to rise up and to call out his name and say, Lord, we need a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Not just a personal breakthrough. We need a corporate breakthrough, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, God. We need the revival fire that we've been praying for. Hallelujah. And my prayer is, God, and I know God's been good in these last few services, but my prayer is, Lord, let tonight top all of that. Praise the Lord. Let the presence of God fill this place. And I want to look back at tonight's service and say, that was the night God forever changed my life. How many want that? I'm going to ask you a question. Who in here tonight wants an experience with God, a breakthrough from God, like you've never had before in your entire life? Now, I'm going to ask it again because I want to put some weight to the question. I'm not just talking about another touch. Amen. You know, there are certain instances in my life that I can look back and say, I'll never forget that night. Amen. I remember when I got called to ministry. I was 10 or 11 years old at kids camp. That's a night I will never forget. I remember going to a youth conference, and it was in Texas at Steve Hill's church, evangelist from Brownsville, and the man preached on repentance. And I'll be honest, that even 14, 15 years old, I had this pride, and I thought, nope, I'm not going down. Everyone was going down except for me, and I thought, no, I'm not going to go down for that. And finally I said, all right, God, I'm going down. And I stepped out of that seat. And when I stepped out of that seat, it was like I got froze standing there. I cried for 34 minutes, and I couldn't move. Every time I thought, I'm going to go back to my seat, I couldn't leave because God gave me a breakthrough that I'll never forget. I remember the first time I really ever felt the anointing as I spoke before a crowd of people. It was in our youth group. And the youth pastor, did anybody else have a word they want to share? And I thought, well, I don't need to say anything. And I told my friend, I said, I think I have a word, but I'm not going to share it. And so he said, hey, Daniel's got a word, and he said he's not going to share it. So what I do? In obedience, I walked up and grabbed that mic. And when I went up there, it was like all of heaven split open on me. As a 16-year-old kid, I started prophesying. I'd never done it before in my life. Before it was over, I was dancing and shouting all over the platform, and I couldn't stop grinning the whole night. I mean, after it was over, I just kept laughing, and hallelujah. Similar to what we were doing last night, amen, because God gave me a breakthrough. I remember I was a senior in high school. I cracked my ankle and tore a ligament. And the doctor said it'd be, 3 months to 6 months before I'd even be able to comfortably use that leg. 8 weeks after I broke it, instead of having surgery, they put me in a cast. Instead of 12 weeks in a cast, I was 3 weeks in a cast with a boot. And instead of 8 weeks in a boot, I was 2 weeks out of that boot, and I was inside of a walking brace. I mean, it was supernatural. It wasn't one of those instantaneous, but it was definitely God sped up the progress of healing in that cracked ankle and torn ligament. And 8 weeks, almost to the day after I broke that thing, cracked it, I started dancing in the Holy Ghost on the platform, and my ankle wasn't hurting one bit. And I remember after everyone was over, I said, is your ankle okay? Are you okay? No, but yeah, I was perfect. Why? Because God gave me a breakthrough. Amen? How many want that kind of a breakthrough tonight? How many want to look back on this night and say, that was the night? I'll give you another one. I remember we were having a service in Oklahoma. It was January of 2011. And you ever been in one of those services where everybody was experiencing God except for you? You ever been there where it's like everyone's getting blessed, everyone's having this revelation knowledge, and you're just standing there thinking, when am I going to get mine? That was one of those. And they were even singing all the right songs that normally get me there, and it wasn't working that night. And I remember kind of getting aggravated. I thought, what in the world's going on? All these people are praising and getting revelation, and here I am, dry. I mean, I was so dry, and I just couldn't break through. And I said, all right, God, I'm going to press in. And the Lord laid that scripture on my heart where Jacob said, I'm not letting go till you bless me. And so I wouldn't preach that night. My best friend was. We were trading off and on nights. I got to the side of the sanctuary. I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, And I prayed. Finally, I said, all right, God, the Lord spoke to me. Don't speak in tongues. Don't stop speaking in tongues. So I just kept praying in tongues. And I mean, and it was even getting better for everybody else except for me. I mean, the presence of God was showing. There was like 15, 20 minutes of no music, just people praying in the Holy Ghost. Everyone was getting touched except for me. And I thought, God, when is it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And then finally, they turned the mic over. They took up the offering again. I wasn't feeling a thing. And then right when my pastor's son started to preach, as soon as he said, open up your Bibles, I was standing there and the heavens split open and I just started weeping before the Lord, stood there. And that night, I received a new revelation of God because I said, Lord, I'm not letting go till you touch me. God gave me a breakthrough. I remember I was at the Bay of the Holy Spirit revival with John Kilpatrick in Branson, Missouri. And it was one of those services I've been looking forward to. This was April of 2012. One of those services I was looking forward to because they were seeing miracles, blinded eyes getting open, deaf ears hearing. And I said, God, I'm getting to that because I'm going to see what you're doing. And I got there, and again, they were doing all the right things, and everyone was feeling the glory of God except for me. And I got so frustrated. I remember I got aggravated. I left the sanctuary, and I went to the restroom, and I said, God, what's the big deal? I've been waiting for this thing for months, and I'm not even feeling a thing. And God spoke to me. It was a situation I had to release. I had to cut ties with something, and I had to give that to God. And so I wrestled with it. And then once I finally said, all right, God, I'm going to give that thing, that relationship, that situation to you. Once I said that, I've never had a feeling like this, but I could have started shouting, dancing, screaming, hooping and hollering up and down the aisle and not cared who thought about me because I got that release, that breakthrough that I needed from the Lord. And I feel in my spirit tonight's that kind of breakthrough anointings here. I'll give you one last one. What was it? Last Tuesday night at camp meeting. It was one of those services. And I mean, the presence of God was falling all over the room. And finally, I thought, all right, I'm going to get in on this. I mean, I pray for Rhodey. I want to get mine tonight. And I went down and I knelt. And I'd actually talked to Becky that morning. We were talking about the presence of God. And I said, well, I shout and all that, but I don't cry very often. I said, not that I'm against it. I just don't do it. And that night, and I love crying in church. I mean, I do. I like it when God gets me to that point where I lose all control and I'm bawling like a big baby. I love that. I can't manufacture that. I can't make myself do that. That's when I know that's a precious experience with God. And I remember kneeling at the altar, praying, and I felt that same anointing where it was like, Daniel, don't let go till I bless you. Don't let go. Don't let go. And I remember I was sitting at the altar praying, and then finally, after about 30 minutes, everyone was done. Poor Caleb was still singing song after song, and I felt like he kept singing just for me, but I thought, God, I'm not letting go till you bless me. It was as if the heavens split open, and that breakthrough came that I so needed from God. Hallelujah. And I'm coming tonight, not just preaching a sermon, but I'm coming what God spoke to me this afternoon as I was praying. I know that God has breakthrough for each of you tonight. If you need a breakthrough, it's here. Or if you want a breakthrough, it's here. But all we have to do is say, God, I'm going to use those weapons that I have. I'm going to use my praise. I'm going to use my prayer language. I'm going to use that authority you've given to me as a child of the Lord. And I'm not letting go tonight until I receive exactly what you have for me. So I want to ask you tonight, who in here say, Daniel, I need or I want a breakthrough? Come on, how many need or want it? Either way, you need it or you want it. I don't think it's a selfish thing to say, God, I want a breakthrough. I want to go into a deeper level with you. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I just want you, if you say, Daniel, that's me. I need, I want, I know God has something for me tonight. And I feel that tugging in my heart to say, Lord, I'm not going to let go till I get from you what I need. I want you to stand right now. Thank you. Whatever it is, just stand right now. Billy, could you just begin to play some soft worship music? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hila madara koya na 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 shanda ya na 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 shanda. Tolo borrika da ba da 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 ba shanda. I want two groups I want to come down tonight. I assume we'll all be down here in a moment, but I want those first to say, Daniel, there is a situation in my life where I need God to break through. I need God to work on my behalf, whether it be a healing, a miracle, whatever it is. You know exactly what it is, but you say, Daniel, there's a situation. I need God to show up. Just like it was with Daniel chapter 10. I've been praying, and it feels like God's been absent, and I realize tonight that answer's on the way. I just haven't seen it yet. If that's you, would you slip your hand up? If that's you, I want you to slip your hand up. I want you to come down first. I want you to come down first. I want you to stand right here across the front of the sanctuary. Any Anybody else, you need something from God. You say, Daniel, there's a situation. If God doesn't show up, I don't know what I'm going to do. Tonight's the night. He's here. He's here. Now, the rest of y'all, how many would say, Daniel, I want a breakthrough? Lift up your hand. I mean, I want to go deeper in the Lord tonight. I want you to step out of your seat. I want you to come stand behind these. Actually, just come stand around. Come stand on this side of the altar and this side. Hallelujah. Just right where you are, begin to press in. Just close your eyes and take a little while and enter into that presence. Come on, enter into that deep place in the Lord. Hallelujah. Just lift up your hands. Pray however you feel comfortable. But right now, before we lay hands on you, before we pray for you, I want us to take some time and I want us to press into the presence of God. And I want us to begin to release that thing. I want you to ask God, Lord, speak to me and show me tonight what I need to do to receive this breakthrough from you. Right now, I believe I really feel in my spirit, God's going to start speaking to some people in here, giving you, especially those who say, Daniel, I need a miracle. I need a breakthrough. I don't know what I'm going to do. Begin to yield yourself to the Lord and get to that and say, God, I want that experience with you that I've never had before, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Just turn that music. If you can turn that music up a little bit, please. And let's just enter in right now. Hallelujah. Now, those who need a breakthrough specifically, I want you to get very specific with the Lord and tell Him, speak to God right now in your own words. Say, God, because I know He knows your need, but I want you to audibly say, God, here is exactly what I need, Lord. Here is the situation I'm facing. Whatever it is, you know what it is. I want you to begin to verbalize it to the Lord. And the rest of y'all who say, Daniel, I want a breakthrough, begin to pour out your hunger to God. Tell God exactly what area in your life you want Him to break through, Lord. whether it be a spiritual thing, a physical thing, a financial thing, whatever it is, begin to tell the Lord, God, I just feel in my spirit that we need to get very specific with the Lord tonight and ask him specifically, because he said, if you ask anything in my name, out that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. So let's right now, as that word of the Lord was given tonight, let's walk in that authority through the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So right now, when your own words begin to speak to the Lord and begin to tell him, God, here is exactly what I am asking you for, Lord. If you're at the end of your rope and you're say, God, there's a situation, I need you. Call that situation out by name, Lord. Tell God everything about it and begin to verbalize that to God. And as I believe, as he hears that prayer, as he hears that, because Daniel didn't stop praying and the angel came with a specific answer to his request. So right now, lift up your hunger, your request to the Lord. Hallelujah. Yori arrekion do lo shanrokian do la tona na na masika la la marokotia do la Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Yanda la 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 mashandai. Let's lift up our praise to him. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Hey, Anamashandai, the elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Yanda la 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 mashandai. Hona masaka yada mash. Can you hear the sound of heaven? It's like the sound of many waters. There are cries of adoration as men from every nation lift their voice to make his glory known. Come on, let's join with what the elders and angels in heaven are singing. Holy, holy, holy are Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. As you're lifting this up, Pastor Debbie and I are going to come by and pray for you. And I believe God's about to start giving some breakthroughs in the name of Jesus.